He's a fisherman, just like his father. Even though his daddy told him, go to college, work in an office, get off the water, be a doctor or a lawyer or a banker. Now he's got a boat and a permit. Saltwater claims the blood in your veins.
Okay, we're back. This Week in Waukesha with our very special guest, Adra and Yuro Kusnirova of Alaska Fresh Salmon. And this was actually, I joke around that all these artists are my friends, although I really do believe Mike Scott and the Water Boys are my friends. But Mike Mickelson here, the artist of The Fisherman, is actually a friend of the Kusnirovas. How did that happen?
Well, what's really cool about living in a small Alaskan fishing community is you get to know everybody.
Cool.
After living there for some time. We met our fisherwoman, Kim Menster, who fishes our smoked coho. We met her through Mike Mickelson's mom, who her name is Reverend Belle Mickelson, and she runs a bluegrass camp in Cordova. So while Yuro was working his 24-hour shifts around the fish, I was learning how to play guitar, and then I met Kim, and we had a little concert together, and now we're selling her fish.
I love it. And you're giving me an idea for a festival.
Yeah.
Seafood and bluegrass, right?
Yep. Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
I love it. Oh, that's fantastic. And you mentioned coho, because I remember I was just reading an article recently that in, I believe it's the Russian River there in like Sonoma, or like there, like by in wine country, that the coho is under a threat because of the, I forget what's it, the pines, for one, because that impacts the river.
Mm-hmm.
There's some erosion, there's some other environment, and that fire like really hurt the coho. And so I didn't know that there were coho species in Alaska. So that's probably that bodes well for you, I think, if you, because what's your, I know you sell a lot here in the Milwaukee area, but your base is, I think you mentioned you're in other, you ship to other cities to some customers.
Yeah, we do pop-ups at farmers markets here in Menominee Falls, Brookfield, and West Bend.
Right.
But primarily we ship nationwide. Our goal is to get seafood and this good protein into seafood deserts, as we call them, where people don't have access to high quality fish.
Right.
And I forgot what the original question was that you
asked. Which is about
the coho.
You like said, like that's an area that's really been disrupted, but does that create an opportunity for you? You might be able to serve customers that, if that's a favorite, type of salmon.
Yeah, definitely. Some of our customers go for coho only over the sockeye because it's a little bit milder. It's the last salmon that runs. There's five types of salmon that run in the area where we source our fish, and it's the fall varietal. A lot of coho and overall salmon populations in the lower 48 have been affected by damming of the rivers. And actually, Aldo Leopold, who was a conservationist, who I believe he was born in Wisconsin. He has strong ties to Wisconsin.
I believe,
His grandson and his wife, or maybe granddaughter and her husband, are very involved with salmon conservation in Oregon. So, Wisconsin root legacy continues out west. And
good.
There's a lot to be done with salmon conservation, which is why we're also really excited to be in the space of selling wild Alaskan salmon, because a portion of our customers' purchases goes to the Wild Salmon Center in Cordova and to the Copper River Watershed Project, which helps remove dams and give more pathways to salmon fry to get to their spawning grounds.
Fantastic. I love that. And so, it's funny, I've been reading a lot about seafood, as you know, with my work with TCRS, that I know that there was an effort to bring salmon into the Great Lakes. There's this reappearance of alewives, like lying dead on the beach. That's actually a good sign because I think the salmon was brought in to keep the alewife population down because it was eating up some of the other native. Some of those other species were deteriorating. So back in the 50s, they thought it would be a good sustainable practice. But I think they got, after a while, it worked against the salmon or something like that. But now that there's these alewives showing up it means that there's more salmon. And it's, would you ever source salmon from the Great Lakes? I know you said it's the best, you know, you're, as Euro mentioned, the best, you have access to the best salmon in the world.
Right.
You're going to have a market for that. But is there any appeal for any, like, the local or regional species?
So local and regional species are one thing. Mm. Salmon from Lake Michigan, in my opinion, is a completely different thing.
Okay.
Salmon, wild salmon, let's say in Alaska, is a species that lives, is born in the river,
right,
swims down the river,
sure,
lives in the ocean, swims thousands of miles,
okay,
in, you know, the salt water of the
sure
ocean,
sure,
and then comes back to the exact same river, dies over there.
Wow.
So that's the life cycle of the top quality salmon.
Okay.
That's how the salmon gets strong. That's how
sure
it gets all the nutrients.
Right.
Because when it's coming back to the river, it stops eating before it enters the fresh water. So sure it really needs to build up good muscle, good fat content.
Right.
That's where all the omega-3 fatty acids are coming from, from the fat content. Yeah. And it has to be strong to survive this, this long journey back up to the creek.
Yep.
The salmon that lives in Lake Michigan, it's, you know, eats whatever is in Lake Michigan. It lives in the water of Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
And it doesn't need to build up strong fat content or good muscles. So the meat quality, the flavor,
it's become
the
one
nutrients.
Of those lazy mainland Americans, right?
I didn't say that.
I did. I know that.
So anyway, so no, I don't think we would go the route of sourcing salmon from Lake Michigan.
Okay. Sure, that's fair. So I want to jump back to the question, the kind of the prejudice about fish and seafood as not being like safe handling or safe. And I remember I shared a video with you from George Chamberlain, president of TCRS, and it was the video was produced by Global Seafood Advocate, who, you know, their BAP certification, they make sure that. But George had cited a study that was done by the CDC, and it was a span of like 5 years. It wasn't that long ago, but there were 26,000 foodborne cases in the U.S. And, like, I forget the exact part, but the majority of them were from land-based proteins. And then, like, a little more than a third of them were from plant-based proteins. And then, like, 7 to 9%, a very small percentage, were from fish and seafood. And that didn't surprise me, having worked in the restaurant business. But, you know, would you, you know, again, since you're on the sales, the commercial side of this, like, you know, that's news you can use, right, in terms of educating your public, correct, your target audience?
Well, fish is the fastest spoiling animal protein
correct
there is, right? Fish goes bad the quickest.
Sure.
But the upside is fish really lets you know that it's going bad.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell from a mile away if you have a bad fish in your fridge, you can really smell it.
Sure.
So you can tell and just kind of keep yourself safe that way. But also, because it is a protein that goes bad so quickly, the regulations and the oversight must be much, much stronger and much, much better. And in Alaska, it's surprisingly easy to do that because there is not that many places that do process the seafood. So it's, in short, seafood from Alaska is very safe. And like Adriel was saying before, it's keeping it frozen what's keeping it safe.
Absolutely.
And what's keeping it kind of fresh.
Oh, yeah.
Because all the nutrients and everything stays in as long as you keep it fresh, frozen.
Okay. Hey, we're going to go to another break, but we have much more to talk about with Adria and Euro Kusnerova of Alaska Fresh Salmon out of Menominee Falls, but they wanna tell the Waukesha world why they should be eating more fish and seafood. So stick around. This Week in Waukesha
now he's paying
continues.
For a boat salt water claims the blood in your veins. The springtime comes and the ocean calls again. You just can't ignore the call. Fish to catch and gear to haul.